A Victorian coroner has agreed to take into account the evidence of hundreds of Volkswagen drivers before she hands down her finding into the death of Melissa Ryan, who was killed in January 2011 after her car appeared to suddenly stop on a freeway and was hit from behind by a truck. Since the inquest, scores of Volkswagen drivers have spoken about how their cars have suddenly lost power. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
The Victorian coroner was due to hand down her finding into Melissa Ryan's death this week, but the coroner has agreed to consider more evidence from Ms. Ryan's family. The extra submission canvasses some 300 reports from Volkswagen drivers who have reported a sudden power loss in their vehicles. The coroner has written to Volkswagen and the Department of Infrastructure and Transport to request more information. Law firm Maurice Blackburn is assisting the family during the inquest. Lawyer John Voyage says the family believes the accident was caused by a problem with the car.
Their belief is partly because of what they have found out along the way and partly because of the way that VW has conducted itself throughout the process of the investigation. As such, the family are relieved and praising of the coroner for reopening the question of evidence. They're very appreciative that the coroner is taking this action.
When you talk about the way VW has conducted itself, what do you mean exactly?
Well, the family report that right from the start, when there were suspicions, the description of the way the accident occurred, the poor fellow who was driving the vehicle behind, which was involved in this fatal accident, witnesses all gave similar descriptions about the nature of the very sharp deceleration of the vehicle, but without brake lights coming on. It all looked like something untoward had occurred, and it was consistent with things which had occurred in other countries. So the family were seeking some answers, and instead of getting the answers, instead they were dealing with a very secretive organisation that wasn't going to reveal coded information which was stored on the car's computer. The next step will be for the relevant bodies, VW and the department, to respond. Hopefully that will assist the court to deliver a decision in the short term.
The nature of the submission from the family to the coroner, how detailed is it in terms of the cases of people? Does it just refer to a few media articles or is it a bit more forensic than that?
It's been a very detailed process for the family and very traumatic as well.
The Volkswagen spokesman says the company will continue to assist the coroner's investigation as required and it is not appropriate for the company to comment until the coroner has finished her investigation. In June, Volkswagen recalled various models of automatic cars with direct shift gearboxes. Melissa Ryan was driving a manual. Jessica Creswell is one of the many Volkswagen drivers who have come forward since the inquest. Her 2008 manual Golf lost power when she was driving in suburban Brisbane.
It just stopped. It just lost power. I had no steering. I had no brakes. And cars behind me swerved around me because they didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't really know what was happening either. And it was just incredibly scary. My concern is that my car was a manual model. It wasn't a DSG. And it did exactly the same thing. And that there are thousands of people driving manual models of the Golf and they're not being recalled. I've contacted Volkswagen about that and they have just blown me off.
Brisbane driver Jessica Creswell ending that report from Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.